Hi everyone, SaneMade here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Fat Cat, and here's what she has to say. Hi SaneMade, you're younger than my brother. He's the reason why I get your TV and movie references. While you're young at heart, he is immature at heart. If he started acting half your age, it would be an improvement. He's such a pain to deal with. The reason I bring him up is something that I've always found fascinating. The women that date him. I get the initial attraction part. He looks good, is social, funny, and smart. It makes the problems he causes even more infuriating. If you like reckless and bad boy stuff, he is more than happy to provide. My family is well off, so that helps too. The women he gets involved with also seem very cookie cutter. They look great, but well, at least now they seem a bit smarter. Maybe it's because they don't try and talk to me about fashion and makeup anymore. I asked when if that was all she talked about, because I couldn't see how my brother would find that remotely interesting. She said that it was girl talk, and I asked her if she thought girl talk was appropriate for an 8-year-old trapped in a man's body. Then my eldest sister burst out laughing at that. I never bother getting attached to these girls that he introduces us to. I was talking to my mom about one of them and referred to her as the flavor of the month. My mom initially got mad at me until I said that by the time I remember one of their names, he brings home a new one. What is even the point of remembering them? Anyway, the one I do remember, she's the one he has kids with. I don't know what she was thinking. She's a single mother so far as I know, and doing a horrible job at it. Who drinks shots with their 14-year-old? The last girl I met was even younger than myself, but she's now gone. We'll see which one is next. Now I think women can't pick a man to save their lives. I would advocate for arranged marriage if it didn't mean my brother would have say in who I marry. I don't need his poor choices to affect me more than they already do. One of my sisters is also someone who likes to argue over every little thing. It's exhausting to watch. My third sister found a guy that apparently finds her controlling to be okay. Better him than me. I also have spinster sisters. The only thing bigger than them would be their egos. They still have yet to meet a man, even though they're at least half a decade older than me. Whenever my grandmother would start talking to me about having kids, I would tell grandma that it would be proper to wait until the older girls have had theirs first. At one point she told me that if I waited for that, I'll never have kids. My sisters were mad when they heard me say that. Maybe I should introduce them to some cats instead. As for my sister-in-law, she hasn't had a stable relationship as long as I've known her. If this guy she's with right now lasts for 5 years, I will be truly amazed. I can't deal with her chaotic planning and stress that it brings. Thank God she and my hubby aren't very close. Last time she tried to drag us into something, he yelled at her on the phone and hung up. Many of my friends aren't all that better. Many of them I can sum up as single mom, single mom, single mom all the way. I was having fun and now I'm dumped and I'm crying all the way. I'm so woke, now I'm alone and broke. Sorry, it's close to the holidays, so I thought that everyone would enjoy that. My point being, even if women are forced to be dependent on men, they would be too stupid to pick the right one. My husband may not be perfect, but our relationship isn't very horrifying. I'd like some insight as to why women make such horrible dating decisions. Are women even capable of picking the right men? Or do we really need to go back to the old days? Well, Miss Fat Cat, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I hope you feel better now using me and my audience as an emotional tampon for your issues. I'll discuss them in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with orange man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his 2-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist. Get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon's sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the don't have a heart attack, cause Fat Cat is back, Clown World Show. Your older brother sounds smart that he's not getting married after having his kids. Sounds to me like he's milking some of the MILFs out there with regards to last their looks, and then moving on. Or he's finding younger women than you, so that means that they're at least in their early 30s. What he's doing now is not a sign of immaturity. Sounds like he's a Chad with options going his own way and refusing to settle down with any woman longer term, while he smashes every good-looking woman he can. He doesn't care about having conversations about fashion and makeup, he just cares about how good they look while wearing it, and when they finally take it off. It's not like he's gonna have a conversation with them about liquid foundation and concealer. You shame him for being immature, But in reality, if he wasn't your brother and you were attracted to him, he probably wouldn't want you. Sounds like you're jealous of these girls and putting them down to make yourself feel better. The first good quality you mention about him is that he's good looking. But the other qualities, being social, smart, and funny, don't seem to matter to most women. A guy could have Asperger's syndrome, be a moron, and not funny at all, and if women found him attractive at first glance, he would get more women than Joey from Friends. He doesn't have to act mature because it won't affect his dating prospects. There are studies out there that show that it doesn't matter if a man has a good personality or not. That women find a man's personality is good if he's good looking, and that his personality is bad if he's bad looking. Women focus on appearance first, and that makes up the majority of their interest. I have other female groupies and fans that are constantly sending me their pictures and telling me what they think I look like so they can fantasize all about me. Words and intelligence are just a cherry on the Chad cake. They aren't required, but they are a bonus. Fat Cat, could it be that you're testing my intelligence with regards to what women find attractive in men, in addition to using everyone here as an emotional tampon? Women make terrible dating decisions, because they choose men based on how hard their hooter nips get when they meet them. The better his looks and chemistry, the more likely they are to sleep with them, because if they have attractive kids with such a man, then the odds of those offspring making it to the next generation are a lot greater. But if they have kids with a short, bald, incel-looking man, then what are the odds that their children will reproduce one day? A lot lower than if they had a child that's 6 feet tall with blue eyes and blonde hair. I met guys that were former professional football players that could barely string together a sentence, and they got high-end jobs in finance, because they were attracted and respected for their sportsmanship instead of their intellectual abilities. It's not fair, but that's the world that we live in. The good-looking and tall men have tons of social currency and are going to attract the best-looking women, even if they're nothing more than a shiny wrapper of a man. Women are shallow and they want other women to feel jealous of them when they're with the best-looking men, even if those jealous women are those men's sisters. Sounds to me, Fat Cat, that your brother is the smartest one of the bunch. You question his maturity, yet he's mature enough to know that he can act immature and get away with it, and you'll never have to worry about ending up like your spinster sisters. You also made yourself sound like the most level-headed person in the family. You also criticized the woman he has kids with because she let her 14-year-old child drink shots with her. But you need to understand that it's actually a good idea to give kids alcohol in the first place, with parental supervision. That way they won't see it as a big deal and won't go buck wild when they get older, because when you make something taboo, people are more likely to go for it because of the stigma attached to it. My parents gave me beer at the ripe old age of 6 years old, and cigarettes too, so I'd find them disgusting and it worked. I don't find using such substances appealing at all, and I never have. A child might associate the horrible taste of bitter beer and foul cigarettes in their mouth as a negative thing, and emotional memories can be very powerful. But if you wait to start drinking while you're older, then that beer will taste a lot sweeter, and you're more likely to get hooked on it. Once again, Fat Cat, this video request could just be you trying to test my intelligence. Think of it this way. Attractive women can have the intelligence and maturity of a chimpanzee and still do well in this life. A man can have the brain damage of a football player, but so long as he's tall and good-looking, people will want to be around him, and they will hire him to work for them. Why does a good-looking man have to work on his personality and become better behaved instead of a big baby if his entire life he's been who he is and he can still get all of women's attention that he wants? It's only the guys that are 2s to 6s that have to work on their personalities to make up for their physical shortcomings. No pun intended. It's the same as when they say that fat girls have the best personalities. The reason that's the case is because they have to, otherwise no one would want to be around them. They do it out of necessity. Just like many of the most attractive women around act like shit because they can get away with it, and people still want to be around them. I've seen attractive women treat their ugly female friends really poorly, and the ugly women still stuck around hoping that they can attract one of the men their abusive good-looking friends rejects. For some chicks, bad female friendships are nothing more than mating strategy. Once they find a guy, they cut their abusive good-looking female friend out of the equation. With regards to one of your sisters, Miss Fat Cat, she argues because she enjoys the drama. You've also told me that you like to get angry and do bad things, but I've never seen that side of your personality before. Maybe that's a side of you that you show me if I ever met you. But you already know that I can't stand drama and won't put up with it, and have left and stopped talking to everyone who tries it with me. The men your sister's with can handle her argumentative abuse because they want to be around her long enough to sniff her ass. What appears to be women picking out bad personality matches in relationships doesn't matter when it comes to our subconscious making good genetic choices that will lead to our genes making it to the next generation. That's what your brother is doing, Fat Cat. when he's picking the most attractive women. That's also what these women are doing when they're picking him with all of his personality flaws. Our psychology has evolved with civilization in a sense, as we become domesticated, but we still have to follow our deepest impulses when it comes to who we're attracted to. Otherwise, our subconscious is going to punish us by giving us tension headaches. I tried dating a woman for 5 years that made sense from the standpoint of personality, and I stuck it out with her even though I was getting tension headaches all the time. But the moment she revealed that her personality was also fraudulent, that's when there was no reason to stay around anymore. No real authentic personality, and no genuine sexual chemistry and attraction. That's the closest I've ever come to an arranged marriage, and it absolutely sucked. So careful what you wish for, fat cat. Just to sum things up, men will always seemingly pick out the wrong women, and women will pick the wrong men. If they end up picking the so-called right person, their life will be boring. And then they might start contacting me telling me how perfect their life is while they have no little to no chemistry with their partners. I've seen this dozens of times already. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Miss Fat Cat for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Fat Cat's brother is smashing all the strippers and whores while ruining Fat Cat's family gatherings. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps Fat Cat's brother Chad and Herb's 7 moody spinster sisters away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.